Well, with us to talk about what's burning on the markets, men's clothing and cars in some ways. I don't know if they're burning, but they're certainly a hot topic. And John Taylor joins us from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. There's always some interesting stories if you look beyond the headlines of what's happening at the market. For example, yesterday the Dow was down again about 67 points, as well as the S&P and the NASDAQ, and the futures are down this morning. But there were some interesting things that happened. One of the things that we saw happen yesterday was the end of a very contentious dating or courting period. You may remember that last October, that Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank, two of the largest men's clothing companies, they began to date each other, so to speak, but it was a hostile date. It began last October, and actually Joseph Bank, which is the smaller of the two, agreed to buy Men's Warehouse. Men's Warehouse turned around and said, no, we'll buy you. It's been back and forth and back and forth, lawsuits, all kinds of things. Well, yesterday they agreed to get married. There'll be 1,700 stores, about 23,000 employees, about $3.5 billion in sales when it's all over with. Joseph A. Bank is the winner. They're going to buy, Men's Warehouse is going to be bought. Let me back up. Men's Warehouse is the larger of the two. They're going to buy Joseph A. Bank for about $1.8 billion. Now, here's why, of course, Joseph A. Bank was contentious about all this. The price that they're paying, a 56% premium over where Joseph A. Bank stock was back in October when this all started. As part of this deal, also, Joseph A. Bank is going to back out of their agreement to buy Eddie Bauer, which they had agreed to do for $825 million. They're also going to renege on their offer to buy back $300 million of their own stock. Now, what was really behind all this? Well, there's a private equity firm by the name of Eminence Capital, and they were the largest stockholder in both of those companies, and so they're winning on both sides of the equation. When it comes to cars, yesterday, Tesla, you know, they're the guys out in California that make the electric cars that sell for $80,000 a piece. Well, they agreed to stop selling cars in New Jersey. Well, why? Because Tesla does not sell their cars through a dealer network. They sell their cars directly to the consumer. Well, New Jersey passed a law making it illegal for car makers to sell cars directly to consumers. They must go through a dealer. The regulators and the legislators in New Jersey claim that it's, quote, to ensure price competition and to make sure that customers have access to warranty and recall services. Well, who knows whether that really is the case. As a result, Tesla's going to have to close their two locations in New Jersey, lay off 27 employees. And by the way, Arizona and Texas also have similar laws. But Tesla is pushing the envelope. Not only are they making a car that's totally electric, but it seems to be really gaining a lot of traction among consumers. But they do not use a dealer network. They sell their cars directly to consumers. But in three states, that's going to be a no-no. We'll see what happens there. And we know about the huge data breach that Target had last Christmas or so. It's affected the store traffic substantially at Target. And we've talked earlier this week how MasterCard and Visa are forming a group to come up with better security for point-of-payment systems. Well, a company by the name of Verifone, their ticker symbol is PAY, P-A-Y, I like that. They're the people that operate all those point-of-sale deals when you hand them your card and they swipe it and all that sort of stuff. Well, they reported numbers this morning that were quite good, really impressed Wall Street. They beat Wall Street's expectations by about 4 cents a share. Their stock's up 11% this morning before the market opens. They say they're continuing to work on better protection for consumer data. And then lastly, yesterday, it only took Congress 5.5 years to get around to making a recommendation on this. You may remember that in 2008, when the financial crisis happened, that the government rode in on their white horses and took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big mortgage companies that guarantee about 95% of the mortgages in this country. They've been in conservatorship since then. They've been talking about what they're going to do. Well, here we are almost 6 years later, and yesterday the top Democrat and the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee say they reached an agreement on how to reform and to basically unwind Fannie and Freddie and come up with a new model. As a result of that, the stock of Fannie and Freddie took huge hits yesterday. At one point in time, they were down 27% or so. But keep in mind, this is just two people coming from a committee saying they've reached a consensus. It has not even been presented to the Senate, and it certainly hasn't been presented to the House. But we'll see that finally, after 5.5 years, at least two of them, one from each party, have agreed that perhaps they have a draft of something that would rework how the mortgages work in this country. And once again, Congress is so prompt to get things done.
I know it, John. Just what you say, though, just a couple of words here or there just skitters the market one way or another.
Oh, my gosh.
John, yeah. thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. If you have a question about what he discussed or something on your mind, please give him a call. And the location, of course, 820 South 21st Street, if you'd like to visit with him. His phone number, 479-782-2527.